It's Carl here, and a very good Saturday morning to you. And I just wanted to record a little audio, and the title of this audio is Punctuality and Your Spiritual Journey. And this is a very important aspect of everybody's spiritual journey. And you can see the effects of it, you experience the effects of punctuality in your life. So let me begin with a little story. There's a teacher of mine that I studied for quite a number of years, and his name was Stuart Wild, and he did a little audio called Punctuality, which was very, very good. And he did that for members of something he set up called the Redeemers Club. So in this story, he tells a story of when he was starting out on his spiritual journey. And this probably would have been back in around the 70s. And he came across a teacher who was teaching brainwave states. And there was a seminar on, and it was in London. And he really, really wanted to get to this seminar. And the teacher was what's the best way of describing this? Really, really strict on timing. So the teacher would say the seminar begins at 8:17 in the evening, and that would be the time that the teaching would start. So Stuart Wild wanted to get to this seminar, and he drove across London. It was raining like crazy, and this sort of flood wall of water came rushing down the street and hit the side of his car, and it flooded the street, and the water was up to the door on his car, and the car stopped, and it wouldn't go any further. And he still wasn't anywhere close to this actual seminar. So what he did was he got out of the car, and the car was flooded with water, and he started wading through the water, and it was sort of, you know, I guess it was thigh deep, and then it was sort of calf deep, and then it was ankle deep, and he started running, and it was still pouring with rain. And he ran and he ran and he ran and he ran, and he turned up at this seminar, and he made it on time, and he turned up at the seminar, and he was soaked from top to the bottom, you know, in this dripping wet suit, and he sat down and he learned about brainwave states. And that knowledge that he learned then, he passed on to other people. And he tells one other example, and this is the same teacher, a guy he used to call Boogaloo. So Boogaloo started off with about 20,000 people following what he taught. And little by little, the numbers reduced. And again, it was because he was very particular about the spiritual journey, about the spiritual teachings. So, and this is very much the hero's journey. There's a calling. People get a calling. It's like this inner calling, this inner awareness that there's something more in life, there's something more to life. And there was a seminar, and the seminar started at something like, you know, 10:07 in the morning. And, you know, by this time, everybody knew, oh, you've got to be on time for Boogaloo's seminars. So a whole bunch of people turned up, and it was in a beautiful setting, and there was a wonderful garden there. And there was a few people, and Stuart was sitting in the garden chatting to a few of these people, and he noticed his watch, and it was like 10:05, and so he said, excuse me, and he got up and he said, I'm going to go and join the seminar. And off he went, and he joined the seminar. And there was a couple that he was talking to, and they just sort of let time slip by, and they just talk, and they didn't make it. The doors closed at 10:07, and once the doors were closed, nobody else was allowed in. And the thing is, they were never allowed back again. So this was Boogaloo's spiritual punctuality lesson. If you don't make it, you're not meant to be there. And that couple, apparently a very nice couple, they didn't make it in the door and they were never allowed back to the teachings again. And over a period of time, Stuart would hold these seminars, or Boogaloo would hold these seminars in different locations around the world, and the teachings got more and more profound, and you had to turn up. So he would tell all the students, okay, I'm going to meet you at a blah 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 cafe in Spain on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And he would send this message out to people around the world, and they would have to turn up. And so fewer and fewer people made it. And I think Stuart said in the end there was something like four people after a number of years actually made it through the whole thing and stayed to the end of the teachings. So my point with this is, like, if you are being called to your spiritual journey, if you have the calling, then you've got to take action. And everything in life is a choice. You can choose to take action or not to take action. But most people are a bit wishy-washy. So they'll buy a course and they'll leave it on their computer and they won't do anything with it. Or they'll start a training and they'll get 2 steps into the training and they will forget about the training and stop and then look for the next best shiny object. The thing is, like, the spiritual teachings are very, very simple. Life in essence is very, very simple, but it requires discipline, it requires dedication, and it requires you to get clear in your mind and make this dedication to follow your spirit, to follow your heart, to follow the guidance of your higher self. Because when you do, the prize at the end of the, well, even during the course of the journey, the prize, the reward, is indescribable. It's really an amazing thing. Once you get aligned to what it is that you really want in your life, and you throw out all of the ego garbage that, most people are chasing after and wasting their time with, once you get aligned to what it is that you really want in your life, the stuff that really makes you feel happy and joyful and gives you a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, just the whole quality of your life shifts. And it's indescribable. And going back to the purpose of this call, punctuality in your spiritual journey, my guidance would to you, if you're on the spiritual journey, if you're on your hero's journey, if you're being called, is to really put the effort in early on. Because when you put the effort in, when you do the meditations, when you do the clearings, when you do the inner work, when you start following your heart, right, you might find that there's quite a lot of work to do at the beginning. You'll be doing clearings 20, 30 times a day. You'll be focusing on your goals, sort of 20, 30 times a day, just to keep it in your mind. You're probably going to have some late nights and some early mornings, and if you're working on if you have a job or if you have a business or something like that, you've got to fit all of this stuff in. But when you do it, the reward is just, it's indescribable. The feeling of being on purpose is indescribable. And with that comes the happiness and the joy and the gratitude and the love and the feeling of connection with everyone. It all comes naturally. You don't have to fake that. It just comes to you naturally. So when people start on a spiritual journey, they meet resistance. And the resistance is their old patterns. It's whatever is in their unconscious mind. Okay, so if they have a feeling that they, are calling to be a gardener or a musician or something like that, and they're in a day job and they're an accountant in a firm or they're a sales rep in a firm or something like that, then the step from where they're at to where they want to be, it does require that dedication. And the dedication to clear the unconscious clutter, because the old patterns of, being a salesperson or being an accountant or being a whatever are really quite ingrained. So the unconscious mind has a lot of programming, and the goal is to let that programming go, to dissolve it bit by bit, and to replace it with what you really want to do. So, you know, going back to that idea there of being a gardener or a musician, you have to start to focus into being a gardener or a musician, and you have to be punctual about it. So if you've got that inner calling, if you've got that inner yearning, if you've got a message that you want to get out there, if you've got music inside of you, if you've got, you know, magic in your hands and you can turn an average garden into, you know, a flower-filled, amazing paradise, then you've got to begin to do it. You can't just go, okay, one day, you know, I'll be a gardener, or one day I'll be a musician, because your life just passes you by. So punctuality is so important. Turning up is so important. And the most important place that you can ever turn up is in your own life, right? So you turn up in the morning, you come back into consciousness in the morning, you immediately start focusing on what it is that you want to do. Last thing at night, you focus on a few little bits and pieces about what it is that you want to do. So you're filling your consciousness with who it is that you want to be, and you're bringing that into your reality bit by bit. And the punctuality in your own life is absolutely crucial. And I think that's the thing that Boogaloo and Stuart Wilde were trying to teach. You know, the spiritual journey is very real. Everything is spiritual. The whole of life is spiritual. But your actual spiritual journey, your calling, your hero's journey, your path to freedom, you know, your path to happiness, all of that stuff, to bring that into your life, it requires dedication. You've got to turn up for it. You've got to show up for it. Even if you're tired, you've had a hard day at work, whatever, you've got to keep focused on it. You've got to be punctual, and you've got to show up. Okay? And my dad used to say to me, he said, it's better to be half an hour early than 5 minutes late. And he's absolutely correct. And that's something that I've taken with me through my life. You know, in terms of meetings, etc. And it's something that I apply to my spiritual journey as well. So I hope this little audio has helped you. And, you know, I hope it helps you to be punctual on your spiritual journey, to be punctual with your meditations, to be punctual with your clearings. And I'll talk more about clearings in some subsequent audios, and you can also listen to the Holy Pony Pony audio. And this is Carl. God bless. Big love to you. Big love to you all. I love you all. And I'll speak to you soon.